After that big climate deal was adopted in Paris last December, climate activist Bill McKibben summed it up this way. The deal won't save the planet, but it might save the chance to save the planet if we fight like hell. Well, that is what many activists are determined to do, to not let the Paris Agreement be the end of their battle, but only the beginning. The World's Carolyn Beeler has more on that.
Around 30 demonstrators bundled up in scarves and hats stand at an intersection in Boston's West Roxbury neighborhood on a recent evening. They're holding signs protesting a planned new natural gas pipeline near their homes.
Thank you.
Nancy Wilson has stood here in all kinds of weather over the past few months.
Every Monday evening from 6:30 till 7 p.m., we stand out at the site to protest our very, very deep opposition to this project.
The pipeline project would bring more natural gas to Boston from Pennsylvania and elsewhere. Wilson's initial concern with it was about safety. But as she's gotten more involved, she's thought more about the impact of projects like this beyond her backyard.
Everyone knows that we have to end our dependence on fossil fuels. Everyone knows this. And this commitment to the build-out of infrastructure that we don't need and we don't want flies in the face of logic at a critical inflection point for our climate future and our state's future.
Nearly 200 countries pledged to limit carbon emissions in the Paris Agreement, but the text doesn't specify how they have to do it. And the agreement doesn't kick in until 2020. So Wilson and others worry that building new fossil fuel projects before then could lock the country into a future of dirty energy. And as a result, projects like this are seen as major front lines of the climate movement. Protest organizer Chuck Collins draws inspiration from that sense of collective mission.
I kind of feel like we're part of Blockadia, a global movement trying to stop fossil fuel infrastructure, whether it's First Nations groups in Canada or people in India or here in West Roxbury.
I think activists are looking at ways that we can fight locally but connect globally.
That's Jamie Henn with the climate action group 350.org. He says bolstering local protests like the one here in Boston is at the core of his group's post-Paris strategy. They're planning a global week of protests this spring.
People in different countries will be taking on the worst fossil fuel projects where they are. So in Australia, people standing up to a major coal mine. In Canada, people taking on the tar sands, etc.
Now, fighting to shift the balance away from fossil fuels isn't the only battle line for activists after the UN summit.
From 2009 till last year in Paris, the focus was more of trying to get the world into an agreement.
Krishneel Narine is coordinator of the Pacific Islands Climate Action Network.
Now what comes after Paris is that the NGOs and civil societies will continue to hold their governments accountable to implement this agreement at our national level, and most specifically at the grassroots level.
In other words, activists aren't just protesting, but pushing for a seat at the table where leaders will decide how they're going to achieve the goals that were laid out in Paris. A priority for Narine is making sure island nations get their fair share of the billions of dollars pledged by developed countries to help poor and vulnerable ones adapt to higher temperatures and rising seas. For some activists in Brazil, the focus now is on engaging with local governments. Deborah Leo co-founded a group called Engajamundo to give young people a voice in global forums like the Paris conference. Now her group is looking for ways to speak up closer to home.
What we are looking toward is how to get young people involved in local governments' decisions toward adaptation, toward renewable energy, and all the things that we need to be implemented locally in the future.
The Paris Agreement gives the world a landmark target. Keep global warming well under 2 degrees Celsius. Now it's up to individual countries to meet those goals, and many activists see it as their mandate to make sure that they do. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.